December 18th, 2013. Ron will be on in a moment. In the meantime, while you're waiting, you can open up a picture of the beautiful light being that is on creationlightship.com, Ron's website, or on the BBS radio website. Open that up, and when Ron comes on, he'll activate that with peace energy for all of us. And I want to remind everyone that Sunday, the 22nd, and the following Sunday, the 29th of December, are the 2 8-hour calls that are remaining of this month's physical intensives, where you can experience physical healings on Creation Lightship. And you can learn all about that on Ron's website as well. We have an exciting show planned for you tonight, so you can ask questions or make comments on the BBS fast chat, or you can send emails to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is the clone replica removal call, and that would be very helpful. Probably a really wonderful time to participate with that hour-long call. And we'll ask Ron more about that when he comes on the air in a little while. So we're ready now. So are you there, Ron?
Yep. So let's energize the light beam, and it'll bring peace into you, into your room, into your body. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And the call tomorrow is to release the replicas of you. Remember, they come in every 10 minutes. It's a new you. And that's just the way life is here. So there's no need to really freak out about it too much. But they can bring into you addictions and situations. The more you get cleaned out by doing clearings on the website, the less that can probably come into you or maybe have that much effect, because they are connected to timelines. So, for instance, if you have a situation, maybe you have a sore throat because it's the end of the year now and the weather's changing. So we'll just say you have a sore throat. Well, how many timelines are you on with that sore throat? It's hard to say, but I'd say at least probably 500 to 1,000 of them. And then every 10 minutes, when you're on these timelines, another alien race takes over and puts you onto their timelines. And this is why, if you watch people, if you're able to sit back and observe people, like at a shopping mall, and they're sitting down doing something, if you're really insightful, you might see like a haze all of a sudden come over them. You might see the room kind of shiver, shimmy. You might see the room get... like a change of light and darkness. You might see vines in the room. And you're going to see the person actually changing about every 10 minutes as another one comes in. And you might even see their clothing become different on their body. And maybe their face looks different. Maybe one alien race had the person shining with a glow. Maybe the other one had their hair messed up a little bit more. It's interesting to watch. So if you do have that luxury of time just to watch people, you're going to be amazed at what you're seeing. Remember, you're going to be changing too. You kind of want to take note of what you're noticing, because you may see people changing at different times in front of you. So it's quite interesting to watch. And each time another race has created you, then this is what they do. And you might find somebody being happy one moment and sad the next. If you know somebody who you might think might be having a problem with maybe being manic, kind of up and down, you know, from happy to sad, very possibly maybe that alien race is doing that, and they all of a sudden switch over in 10 minutes. You might just notice that. Oh, I'll turn it back over to you, Ann, and we can talk maybe about the Earth Spirit coming back in again.
Well, yes. I am so pleased that we have something so wonderful and positive to discuss on the show this evening. And it's a very good time, if you haven't already, or if you're listening even for the first time, please sign up for Ron's email list because he sent out an email today with some wonderful news about the Earth Spirit, which we'll be getting into. But it's important to get that email because he puts a link to a wonderful articulate and succinct article that our listener, Ed, wrote, and I want to thank you, Ed, so much. I hope you're listening tonight because your article was just wonderful. And again, you can get the link to that from Ron's email that he sent out today. And we'll talk more about that, of course, because there's so many, I don't know exactly where we should start with. There are so many things to talk about. But we'd have somebody on the fast chat say, great news about the Earth Spirit today. Someone else, yes, that is great news, very good news. What was the news about the Earth Spirit? So there's a person who is not on the email list, so you'll want to do that. Of course, you will get filled in here. And, boy, we got so many. Let me just read one of the thank yous, Ron, that we got. Okay, I'll start with the most recent one. Wonderful news, great announcement too, 1,000 thanks. Yes, I have been feeling the kindness around me. I sense it in people's voices and in nature. It's so vibrant today and last night, just in time for the holidays. Fantastic. Nothing like 100% light. We are so fortunate to experience it now in this lifetime. So maybe you could just, you know, we'll assume we have some people listening, and I know I never mind hearing good news again. So if you could just tell us, Ron, just explain exactly what has happened.
Yeah, so I'll give a little back history here. Probably over, I'll just say over 2 years ago, 2 years ago and a few months, the Earth Spirit left. What happened was it got down to a very, very, very low percentage, basically dying, a couple percent, we'll just say 2-3%, something like that, and it left. And in that time period from a couple years ago to now, it was put in quarantine, got to get rid of the darkness that was attached to it, and the lightship was out looking for the Earth Spirit in the dark side universes for over 2 years. And they only found like 27%. And, you know, that was like maybe a month or so ago. So it was kind of like, you know, never coming back here again because it couldn't. It can't come back to its creation wounded. So what happened was about a week ago, maybe slightly longer, we'll just say a week ago, started seeing, looking into the future a little bit, and knowing that the 21st is coming, and I couldn't see anything happening on January 1st. It was like a big brick wall kind of coming up, sort of like what the remote viewers are looking at maybe years ago when they will look at last year of 2013, not being able to forecast the future or see anything happening. So I didn't see anything there, and I go, uh-oh. This is not good. And then we have the planet, was it Ison or something, out there, which we took that energy out. And that was used to abduct people. So there was like six major planets and two controllers, in a sense, out there. And maybe about a week ago we took those out. It didn't take very long to get rid of them. But all of a sudden those are gone. And those are used. Are going to be used to abduct people between, the 21st and the end of the year. So the whole planet would be actually taken. The inhabitants would be taken off, going into dark side universes, and the planet then would be taken wherever they would want to dismantle it and put it into the land of darkness. So bringing up more information here to get a little more current here. So last night I felt the Earth energy coming in maybe a few days ago pretty strongly. I felt it starting to come in, maybe like 4 or 5 days ago, I think. I can't really recall exactly, so don't quote me, anybody. But it came in as a test to see what it would be like to be here. And so the life ship recreated from the original blueprint the Earth Spirit. Remember, the Earth Spirit is, I think, 1.4 million years old, which isn't really old compared to the Earth planet itself. But remember, each 2,000 years it gets recreated. So that's a lot of creations that happens every 2,000 years, you know, from now, going back in time. So it got recreated, and the reason was is because it knew that its creation that it had last would no longer be here, along with the inhabitants. So it started coming in, and we have two things happening. Right now it's here at 100%. So it's here, but it came in stealth for the last few days. I'll say maybe 4 days it came in stealth. Well, yesterday, last night, it came in at 100%. But it wasn't really activated because it wasn't here to activate its energy into the planet. And it was going to do some test sites first to just see how it's going to affect the planet by having itself being radiated through its body. Remember, it's the body, just like you. If you go out of your body, then what's here to resonate in it? So it came in, and right now it's about probably, I would say, close to 70%. It's over 60. So we'll just say by the end of this program, it could be around 70% integrated here. And then it will start to radiate more of itself through its body, which is the Earth, into people and plants and everything else here. So that's what you're probably feeling, is it's like kind of like being abandoned, you know. The Earth Spirit left, and so you're kind of here alone with your spirit, but your body doesn't have any connection, and it feels a little strange sometimes, or used to. And now it's here, and it's only here to protect the planet from being abducted completely and the inhabitants on it to the dark side universes by the aliens. So the pathway that was going to be here was those planets that was out there that we talked about, and they're going to connect with probably, I would just assume and guess, you know, special vortexes, stargates or whatever, you know, to take people off planet. And from there, who knows what would happen. But that was the big thing. Now, what they're using was the main catalyst to get energy here is whenever you have some kind of ritual. And actually, the, you know, ritual that they do, the solstice coming up here, you know, in a few days on the 21st, where people get in and, you know, meditate and pray and chant and do whatever they do, would bring in the energy for abduction and devastation of the planet. So that's kind of what's happening. Now, the Earth is not going to allow that to happen whatsoever because it's here. Pretty hard to attack light when it's at 100%. So different things will be happening. I can't really tell you what. I haven't had any battles quite yet happening. So far the Earth Spirit is probably warding off a lot of stuff. I do sense a lot of energy is happening. It's quite interesting to sense and see the light energy as it starts to come into the planet here and starts going into people and things. But what you may want to do is timeline crash everybody, the aliens coming here, because they're still probably going to be coming, I would guess, even though those energies of those eight different, say, planets or whatever they would be are gone. They're still coming to probably do what they're doing. This would be like a feeding station, feeding frenzy. So, anything else you want to add, Ann, or ask a question on?
Well, yeah, just that one, that last thing you said, Ron, about doing some timeline crashing on aliens coming to Earth, is that how we should put it? What exactly, is that a clear enough, I guess, descriptive enough timeline to put actual healing?
That could be good, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great.
You want to get off timelines. They may have you hooked up to timelines that would occur maybe in 3 or 4 days, okay? Remember, everything is time-related, because they control time. So they could have you physically on a timeline abducted. So you want to do something for yourself. And then also do that, the Earth protection clearing. That's a free clearing, too. Get on that. Do that. But what you should be feeling is a little more connected to yourself, as your elements of your body now have a source energy, which is a spirit energy, that radiates that into your body. So you may feel maybe less aches and pains. You should possibly feel happier. People may be looking a little different around you. The trees definitely are much more solid looking. They're like really, really intense with their radiation of energy right now. So if you are able to see auras on trees and plants and things, if you haven't looked at it today, being that it's getting kind of dark out those places, check tomorrow. And you're going to notice that the tree energy will probably have more energy than you. Before, it just felt like it was like a hologram sitting there with nothing on it. Remember that those holograms would be put in place by the aliens. So what you have seen up to today is holograms around you. Now you're going to see the real energies. It'll be quite interesting for everybody just to take note of that.
So that's a process, right, Ron? It wasn't instant that everything was back to being real. Is that something the Earth...
It was a process that happened mainly probably last night as the energies came in, I think, about 11 o'clock Pacific time with the integration at 100%. And then it started to bring the energies forward to integrate into different things. So this is what you're experiencing now. So probably you actually slept through it. And then when you woke up, you saw that maybe the day had changed for you. Oh, back to you, Ann.
That is just terrific. Now, you mentioned the Earth protection, Ron, and I don't think this is changing the subject, actually. But last week, a listener sent in some photos of clouds, and he stated that he'd been doing the gray skies clearing, and this is what he saw, and it was several pictures of clouds breaking up, and I know a few people requested the link to that, and I sent it to them, but it's basically small clouds. And we got another email today from a listener. They said, I am in Southern California, and I also was doing the gray skies clearing and simultaneously the Earth protection clearing. And I looked out the window early in the morning, and there were the same type of clouds that the listener from Maryland had seen. So that's very interesting, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, that would mean that whatever is up there and around us is probably, you know, maybe the same type of energy. So they're using the same, I guess I could use the same format, okay, to create the clouds and everything else. So the timeline, once you crash one area, like back east, that could relate to over here, too, and just watching the clouds changing and being very, very similar would mean that they're probably using maybe the same, what word am I trying to find here?
Technology.
Program. Maybe they got one master program for clouds. So it doesn't matter what alien race uses it to come in on. Remember, they come in through the ship clouds, the flat bottom clouds. So and also the sky. So they're probably using the same format, the same program, to create this for us. So when you start crashing it, just by doing that clearing, because the clouds are the same organic material, we'll say, the same hologram, all of a sudden they look very, very similar. So that's probably the reason, because it's maybe one master program for the whole Earth. So that's probably why they look the way they do. To me, it kind of looks like when you see them, at least the ones that I just saw more recently here, it kind of looks like if you were to look at the like the top of a poodle, you know, like a little white poodle or something. You know how the little poodle hair is, you know? That's kind of how it looks. So the ones that I did back in New York kind of looked a little more like ice cubes, sort of, but that was quite unique in itself. And that's on the website, too. And that's been quite a while, maybe 3-4 years, I think, since I did that. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow, Ron, this is really exciting. So I just read the email. That's wonderful. I'm just reading the fast chat now. Someone says, just in time for my 53rd birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, listener. People are commenting that they received the email, so that's good. And we do appreciate, Ron, all the work you do, and then you send us emails as well. And here's two, you know, really good questions on the fast chat. Does the Earth spirit coming back affect ascension? Excuse me, I'm sure it must, but I think that probably what this listener is getting at is, will it speed it up any?
Well, I don't know if it's going to do that. I don't see how it would affect ascension, okay? It is claiming its property, its body, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as speeding ascension up, I can't say one way or the other on that. But it didn't want to have its body stolen, okay, and put through the meat grinder, you know. So that's the reason why it came back. So, you might have to look at how are clones that aren't made here, okay, that are dropped in here from the Beyondo, an alien creation, how are they, this is the true clones, going to be able to be affected with this new energy? You know, what's going to happen to them? So that's one thing. The people that are cloned out, they already have their spirit energy with them, and the body is still connected to the earth, so to speak, with earth elements. So it resonates. But a cloned one won't have that. So it's quite interesting what could be happening here. And what might no longer be here. It all depends what the Earth spirit's doing and how much it's going to maybe do to these creations that are here. And then also, like what's in the article, it's not an emotion, but if it was an emotion, I think that it would be probably kind of upset, seeing how the people on this planet destroyed the Earth, destroyed its body, because now it's 100%. Probably hasn't been 100% for a long time. Not have to come back, and it has a blueprint, and when it compares the old blueprint that it was created with, okay, and because it has a blueprint of the Earth, plus its own blueprint of its being itself, and Earth blueprint that it created with, when it brought in everything that it brought here versus it is now, I mean, there's a big change there, a big difference. So, it's hard to say what's going to happen because I truly don't know. Only time will foretell what's going to be going on with the Earth spirit and how it wants to deal with the aliens that came here to rape the planet and to destroy people, along with bringing in races here that have no light in them. So time will tell. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So basically, the Earth spirit is waiting for ascension just like we are.
And
the Earth spirit doesn't really have input into ascension, or, right, they can't help it along because that's not its job.
That is correct, yes.
See, I think maybe I thought or hoped a little, you know, maybe the Earth spirit would move things along for us more, but I understand better now. Thank you. Okay, someone said they're feeling really happy and giddy. And so we'll still ascend. People are happy about that. Now, here's another good question. Should we timeline crash the date of 12/21 still, which is the winter solstice? And if so, they didn't ask this, but I'm asking, when? Should we do it on the day? Is it not necessary?
You just do it all the time because the aliens use, you can crash something in the future because they create the future. So you can go right in and crash the future date.
Okay, so we won't stop.
Don't stop,
We shouldn't wait, rather, not stop. We shouldn't wait to do it. We should just do it. Okay. And probably the actual word solstice, right?
Yeah, whatever you think comes to you.
Okay.
Remember, you everybody out there probably has a program inside of them running that deals with this, because it's two big events. It's, you know, in the summertime and in the winter. And you probably have this in your DNA. So you're going to know what it is and just kind of see what resonates to you, you know. You might even have been sacrificed on one of those key days, okay? Remember, those gods like to eat people and like to get that energy, you know. So maybe they had sacrifices. Maybe you were on one of those Mayan temples or, you know, on the pyramids or something in Egypt, and, you know, you got sacrificed. So, you know, you have to look at this here as what's happening. Remember, and you may have entities on you, too, that have had this done. So you're going to know more about what's going on when you start doing the timeline crashes. You may have something happening. You go, wow, I got this relief. I had this pain in my body. It started 2 months ago, you know, and now all of a sudden it's released. It's probably because maybe they were torturing you, getting you ready to be a sacrifice on that day. So, yeah, by all means, do whatever you believe and think is correct as far as your wording, because it could be different for each person. And you may have some ahas coming up. You go, wow, this is really quite something. As I'm clearing off me, all of a sudden I'm feeling better. I think we have a beep there. So,
I think Caller, we do.
Are you off?
Hello, is someone there?
I have a question for Rod.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I had a question for Ron. In the first 5 minutes of this show, you were talking about clones and timelines. I was just wanting to ask your opinion on something. I've been feeling lately that something's been trying to, like, get me to die, basically get me to kill myself or whatever, because on and off, I'll randomly just out of nowhere just get hit with these waves of, like, go buy a gun, go, you know, off yourself or whatever. And it'll be such waves of, like, depression, and I'll get pulled into it, like, randomly, and then I won't really know what to do, you know.
What I'd do is get rid of entities, like, do some entity clearing. You probably have entities attached to you, and they're doing that, wanting to talk to you, telling you to do that. That's what entities normally do. So, that's what I would do, is do a whole bunch of entity clearings.
Okay. Could you check and see, like, how many entities are actually on me now? Or are you possible to do that?
Well, people have thousands, so okay. I feel like you probably have about 20 that maybe got attracted to you. You know, it just takes one of them to bring in their gang, you know. And so I think you got about 20 that are attempting to want you to no longer be here. But,
sorry,
you know, there's not more than that. But remember, whatever entity is attached to you, they always bring their friends. So I don't know what they're going to get out of it. But and you may even have somebody doing a spell on you, which could also bring in these entities wanting you to do this. So, but I'd first do the entity clearing and do a bunch of those.
Okay, so when you say a bunch, do you mean like do whole lifetime over and over again?
Well, I'd first do the whole lifetime. Just one time is should be sufficient. If you want to do it twice, you can, but one time is good. And then do the unlimited, you know, buy the unlimited version after that if you feel these things attaching to you again. And maybe do that once a day or every other day or something. Most people who do the unlimited clearings will at least do it once a day if they have that, so that they stay cleaned out. That's what it's for, is to keep you current with your initial clearing. So the whole lifetime one cleans you off, clears you from when you begin the clearing, and when the clearing stops, that time frame there, that's when you're cleaned off. So your whole life is cleared. But what happens in the future? There's no way to do anything with that unless you do the unlimited version to stay current. So you just clean off yourself for a day or a week, whenever you get there.
I wanted to explain some other things, because what I usually, I always feel like this dip in my chest, and I've been researching it a lot, and it kind of, I don't know, I always felt like it was like the government trying to, like, kill off one of their agents or something, because I felt like I'd been involved with some things unconsciously like that, like, you know.
It could be possible, you know, I have shows that I talk about that where people who are, whose parents have been in the military, et cetera, that's who a lot of the people that I have listening are from, or they get clearings because all of a sudden they realize that something happened to them when they were active, either their parents or themselves, in the military. So, I don't know why that happens, but I would say probably at least half the listeners know that they've had something done to them that they know nothing about, but now they're trying to figure out what it is. So that's, what I would do. I'd first do the entity stuff, you know, get that off of you.
And, Ron, I'm sorry, go ahead. Did you have something else, listener? Caller?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last thing you said, get, and then it cut out.
Go ahead, Ann.
Go ahead, Ron. Well, I thought Ron was through, I'm sorry. But I would say that any healings we do, including this caller doing the entity clearings, et cetera, they're going to be much more powerful now, right, Ron? Not more powerful, but are we going to feel them more and have the experience of them just be more vivid for us?
Well, possibly you might be able to sense more. But the clearings won't be any more powerful, no. It's the same. Just that you may have more of a sense of a clearing as you're more connected to spirit. But, that's kind of hard to say. But you might feel a little bit more, maybe.
Okay.
Not everybody feels, so, you have to look at people around you. You know, people around you now are behaving probably a little more different because they feel some kind of relief that their body is now connected. Remember, you can't do anything to the earth. You know, you don't want to ground to the earth or do anything else. Just that the resonance of the elements in your body will now be charged up with the earth spirit, with those same elements in the earth. That's kind of the way it works. So, but you don't want to ground to the earth or connect to the earth or do ceremonies or anything because it'll actually probably harm you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, we still have our caller on the line. Are you set, or did you have anything else?
Well, I was kind of wondering, usually when I get hit with this wave, I felt like a kind of a stream of, blockages all through my body, and which would immediately, it almost kind of like I'm getting, zoned in or connected to something like a satellite, and I was feeling like there were implants or something in me that they could just click on like that. A lot of what my dreams have been showing me is really weird, but for a while now I've seen some really every dream I'm either traveling or battling. It's crazy. And
what you're talking about, what's happening to you. So now you know what you're, remember, the answer's in the question. So what you are seeing happening to yourself, that's what you want to clear. But first do the entities.
And someone's saying on the fast chat to remind you to keep doing the be here now, you know, and I now increase my life force energy.
Yeah. Well, usually when it happens, I can't really think. Like today I was kind of paralyzed. I was under such a manic attack, it was kind of crazy. It really kind of takes you over, and you can't do anything. And especially whenever you think of trying to heal yourself or even talk about it to other people, everything closes up. Like the whole world just kind of just collapses on you until the wave goes over you, and then it's weird. But so I'll do those healings and just stay consistent with it, but it feels, I don't know, it just like when I do the alien attack, that I think that's the only healing that actually has implant removal. And, you know, I do that, but I really don't feel them actually leaving, you know, or maybe I'm not doing it long enough.
Just keep doing it, and I think you're going to notice a change now because you're on the right track. You found what is really the only answer to being healed and whole again. So just keep doing, you know, what you're doing, and it's going to be better.
Okay, well, so thank you for calling.
6 months now.
Thank you.
Daily attack with the implants and stuff. It's been for the same thing over and over again, and it just maybe it's something else. But I'm like almost like 100% sure that there's literally something physically in my body that's actually bringing this crap back to me, like a vortex in my chest or something, and it's like not going anywhere.
We need to kind of move on with the show here to get back to the earth spirit. So thank you for calling. And you just keep doing those clearings and see how you're working out with those, because they will help you. But do the entities.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I think we may have another caller on the line. Do we have somebody there? Nope, I guess I was mistaken. I thought the BBS gentleman said that we had another caller. Okay. Thank you very much, caller. And, oh, yes, people are saying on the fast chat for this person, the caller, to do the satellite timeline crash and alien head connectors, which are the free clearings, which are so wonderful. I mean, I just think we're so lucky to have all the clearings that you give us, Ron, even that are, you know, the wonderful ones that are free. Oh, and someone else said he could be getting what's happening to him from his soul family or ancestors, and they could have entities, and they could have passed them down to him. So that's true, right, Ron?
Yep. So whenever you hear somebody, commenting, even on the fast chat or a call in, know that that might be your issue too, and kind of take heed and note of what their condition is and see how it relates to you and how the clearings that we offer could help you out also. So, the Earth Spirit Energy, like I said, you cannot pray to it, you cannot connect to it, you know, you don't want to do anything with it, it'll just automatically come to you. And the more that you have your blockages released, the more, you know, your spirit is with you, the more your body is going to be able to feel the change. So that's the way it is. You know, if you're not a feeling person, you may not even sense anything, but do watch with your eyes, because your eyes will not indicate a feeling. If you're trying to wait to feel something, you may not feel it, but watch people around you, and you're going to see more energy, and watch the behavior. And you know, look, that's the main thing, is if you don't understand trying to figure it out mentally, look at trees, and you see all the energy in trees and in plants. Looks like we got a caller. So, caller, are you out there?
I am.
Hi. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to say I am sensitive to energies, and when I would lay down at night, my body would jerk a whole lot, and then after I did some of your clearings, those jerks are like 98% gone.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I was shocked, because I thought the jerkings were from the energies, you know, the raising of the vibrations, the crystalline body. I had no idea that it could be something other than that. So your clearings did an amazing job. And I am still doing the clearings. I noticed there's a concentration of movement presently in my throat and my face and my head. So I don't know if I need to do something specific for that or just keep doing the clearings, you know, and eventually it will just all dissolve.
Yeah, it very possibly could start to leave, and you have a much better chance now with the air spirit being here. It'll start to get rid of some of the things that are coming in here. I can't say it'll get rid of all of them. That's why I use the word some.
Okay.
But keep doing the clearings, and that will help. The whole thing, what should be happening here, you know, if we could say that, yeah, I would like to have this happen. We should not have any aliens coming into this realm where we are for our experience. They should not be here. Now, there are ones that, you know, maybe have been here from their ships crashing and things, and those people had to pick a body, the spirits, and they're stuck here if they were from the light. There are aliens underground that don't have spirits, but and if they don't cause any harm, that's probably fine. I can't guarantee it'd be 100% fine, but remember, the light is free choice, free will. So if the aliens that don't have a spirit, you know, agree with that term, it'd be fine. But what happens is the ones that we can't see in the ship clouds and how they come into people, shapeshifters, change things, you know, that's where the problem is. So that's what I'd like to see is this place being having a sign up out there in the cosmos, you know, aliens keep out, you know, no trespassing. And that would be great. And, you know, the whole thing is to get the Earth to be the way it used to be. I'm still waiting to see if the holograms get taken away of where the deserts are and we happen to have, you know, beautiful rainforest up here in, in North America. That's what I'm waiting to see because they're probably here. Remember, you got all those multimillionaires living in Wyoming going there. And why would they go to Wyoming, you know? It's quite interesting. Maybe they know more than we do. So anyway, so that's the whole thing is that the planet was created from light, and the Earth spirits here now to hold that energy. And, you know, only time will tell what's going to happen here. I would like to see the holograms that are in place harming us to get them out of here so we can see the planet the way it's supposed to be in our lifetime. So back to you, Ann, and thank you, caller. If you have anything else you could add.
I do have one more thing, and everything that you're talking about would be absolutely beautiful, and so I'm grateful about the Earth Spirit returning. I just want to say one more thing. You said something earlier in tonight's program that kind of connected a dot for me because maybe once or twice a year I would have excruciating pain over my left ear that would last maybe 30 seconds, you know, 15 seconds. I mean, it was excruciating. And you just said something tonight about, I don't know, something about excruciating pain. And so I don't know if there's a connection there or not with what you said earlier.
Yeah, let me, if anybody out there, including yourself, caller, let's take away that energy. So I want you to focus on something. Maybe out of nowhere you have a pain that hits you, and you go, wow, where'd that come from, you know? And so we're going to chase that down now and release the energy from you, okay? So here we go. I'll count to five to do that. One, two, three, four, five. That should be released. I'll do it about five more times in case there's multiple issues. One, two, three, four, five. 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 And I'll do one more. One, two, three, four, five. And that kind of reminds me, since you talked about pain, our Monday show is going to be devoted to women giving birth, childbirth, et cetera. So if any of you people out there, women or mothers, and it may even apply to men too, although men don't have babies, but they may actually still feel some of those energies and may be connected to it empathically. So our Monday night show coming up will be about childbirth and releasing dramas and traumas and tensions and pain and stuff that women may have associated with that.
Well, that's wonderful. Are you also going to have a show Christmas Eve? That's a Tuesday.
I always have my programs running continuous, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, we won't
well,
have...
Thank you
well,
so
oh, you mean
for
the
everything
call.
That
we'll
you
have
do,
call.
And thank you for this opportunity.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you. What state are you calling?
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you,
caller.
What state are you... Still there.
Oh, are you there? Nope, she's gone. Ron, we had you answered a question that came in on email exactly, which someone wanted to know. Should they now connect to the Earth Spirit? So thank you for answering that. No, we should not be doing that. That's one of those old kind of New Age ideas that we were always told, connect to the Earth, connect to the Earth, and we were actually harming the Earth and ourselves, so we're not going to do that anymore. And I wanted to add that you said, you mentioned Wyoming, you know, and the deserts, and a New Age teacher that I, you know, never name, but have talked about before, told us that New Mexico would be a good place to move. It would be safe there because something really good must be going to happen in the future because the royal family from England is buying up all the land that they can get their hands on there.
Very interesting.
I wonder if that's the same thing, yeah, that you're saying, like there's really, yeah, because it's a rainforest.
Yeah, yeah, very possibly. You know, there's something going on that we don't know anything about. So, you know, you have to kind of look at stuff and kind of analyze it. So, yeah, that'd be a good one. You know, why are they doing that there, you know? It's what's special about that land, you know? And or what's underneath the ground, you know? So, anyway, very possibly that's what could be there. Maybe they have the days out there. Maybe they have a certain access code that we don't have, and they're able to walk into a Stargate or Vortex and be in a whole different area and go, wow, this is great, you know? Regular people can't come here, but we're here enjoying all this stuff, you know? So maybe they got a special vacation place. But yeah, right. That could make sense to me.
Right, so, yeah. I just thought of that when you mentioned the rainforest.
Yep.
Okay, here's a very practical question, but an important one. On Ron's website, creationlightship.com, you can search for healings. He has several free healings that are just listed on the left-hand side of the website. So you just go down and click the ones that say free to the right of them. And one of them is the gray skies clearing, which we talked about before, which I think is beneficial for everybody to be doing. But someone asked about the Earth Protect timeline crash, and that is a little tricky to find. So I want to be sure everyone knows where that is. It kind of fooled me at first. On Ron's website, under the oval key, it's green, and there's a key where you can click to log into your healings. Right below that.
Give everybody a minute or so to go there.
Yeah, okay. Yes, if you haven't found this, there's one line under there says recommended healing, so that's a good link to check out. The link right below that says sample healings. And on that list, you will see the Earth Protect timeline crash. Now, you recommended that, Ron, but can you just talk a little bit more about that? I mean, might we, if we're all running that timeline crash, might we really be doing a great service for everybody?
Yeah, for everybody and also the Earth itself, as aliens are connecting to, you know, vortexes and different things here. There's all different names I could use, you know, but basically they could be putting anchoring points in onto the Earth, which won't really affect your spirit, but it's an anchor point for them to come in on, you know, like a little beacon or something. You know, kind of just use your imagination with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
What this does is help to eradicate the aliens that are attempting to come in here. That's the whole reason for it, to put up that sign out there, you know, no trespassing. Well, that's basically what it is, and it will help to energize the energy so the source energy can see what's happening as you do the clearing. Get it out of here, because remember, source energy doesn't judge. Oh, it'll work through the clearing to look for stuff that's happening. So if you happen to have, like when you do a gray sky clearing, I'll just give that for an instant, okay? So you may wonder, gee, you know, I live in, you know, Boulder, Colorado, and I saw the weird clouds up here overhead, and I put this clearing on, and how do they know that it's going to work where I am? You know, well, you're there. And that GPS location where you are is what they're going to be clearing. As you got on there, and your energy signature is in a certain GPS location, and that's what happened. It cleared it above your town. And sometimes you may want to specify your town. So if not, it'll be probably around your house. I have had people kind of comment, they said, gee, Ron, you know, I had all these clouds around in my neighborhood, but my house, you know, and a few houses around, like a big circle, it wasn't there, and I could see the sunlight, and it was very nice, and everybody else had the kind of like gloomy weather as I looked around and went, you know, around my house, you know, a few doors away. That's kind of the way it works, and it's what you want to do. You know, if you have a storm coming or something or bad weather, get on there and do that. And it may not affect your area. What I'm not saying is that it's going to cause harm to some other place, because it will be taken out, be eliminated. So you're not going to be just like saying, well, you know, we got 10 inches of snow coming down, and I don't have it where I am. I only got 3 inches instead of 10. It's not going to give that other 7 inches to your neighboring town. No, it'll just get rid of it, and it'll do the best that it can do. That the light ship will work in that location to do that for you. So don't think that you're going to be causing somebody else harm just by kind of shifting something over to cause somebody else troubles. A lot of times, if you're close to the ocean, it'll just divert the bad weather, we'll call it, over the ocean, where it's not going to cause any harm. So that's another way of looking at it. Yeah, you know, if everybody could do a timeline crash, or even the Earth Protect clearing, but mainly the timeline crashes in gray skies, okay, do the gray sky clearing, you know, for bad weather, you may have really gentle weather here. So let's kind of look at that. Remember, a lot of things don't like, you know, really, really cold weather. You know, rain is one thing, but extra cold is something else. So you know, there is, you know, it is needed in a sense, but sometimes it gets to be too extreme. The extreme is what we're looking at.
Right.
You know, there's people have been talking about really strange weather where the temperature has changed within a day or two, like 40, 50 degrees, you know. And you go, wow, that's kind of unheard of, you know. So, in fact, where I am, people were talking about it going down almost to zero, you know, 1 degree. One guy I was hearing said, yeah, I went out in the morning and got a picture, and it said 1 degree on my thermometer. And, you know, that was like maybe a week ago, and now it's running maybe 50s where we are. So, you know, but that was maybe the early morning, but still, that is like a 50-degree change. I wasn't thinking about here, but I have had people talk about that. But all of a sudden, it's just, you know, or even minus zero, minus something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Now, we were talking about the clouds breaking up as a result of people doing the gray skies and Earth Protect timeline earlier. Did the wonderful listener sent those pictures in. Did you tell me that you posted those on the website, Ron?
We have a lot of pictures on the other program that we have.
On CTR, because someone's asking me to send them the link, but they could actually go on to, right, the other radio program, which you can link to on creationlightship.com. It's right next to the BBS link. Just click on that, and Ron has posted those exact pictures. So you can just see them right there.
Yeah,
I knew you posted
them
somewhere.
Maybe on the home page is a link to it.
Right.
So that would be a good possibility, yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Look at them, you know.
Right.
I don't even know if they're on YouTube yet. I don't know if YouTube caught it or if they're even on, if you typed in maybe like gray sky clearing or something like that under images. You know, Google
mm-hmm.
Images, clouds, ice cube clouds.
Right.
I don't know how they get a hold of those to put on there. But if somebody does that, you might see if any of our stuff is on there. Might be interesting. So.
Got it. Someone, you know, just another kind of practical note. Someone said they got their email in the promotions tab. Now, I know that I've been getting a lot of emails saying, if you have Gmail, please put my email address in your contacts list or you'll stop getting them, and that could be happening to Ron's email. So if you're on Ron's mailing list and you have Gmail, you should probably make sure that Creation Lightship is in your contacts list so that you receive that correctly in your inbox. So just a little bit of business there. And someone is asking, Ron, would atheists doing a solstice celebration hurt the Earth, and would that be detrimental?
Well, you're connecting to something. So, yeah, anything that you do doesn't deal with religion. It deals with you putting your energy out into something, okay? So the aliens are up there waiting for you to do a ceremony, and then they suck your energy from you. You're courted to them, and they're just using the event to do that. So that's the whole process, is that all these energies that people are attempting to connect to do whatever they want to do, maybe because they think it's fun to harm the Earth. From there, once they connect to something, then the aliens will connect to them. So it doesn't matter what your belief is. You're still connecting to something. You're putting your energy into something that the aliens will connect to and take that energy, the group's energy, and also cord you. So now you're hooked up to aliens. So both of those are detrimental. Then they can come in here because they just need to get the energy. And as you create these vortexes by your thoughts, breaking up the energy around the planet so that the aliens can come in, this is what you're actually doing, is you're creating a vortex for them to come in on, then what are they going to do to you, you know? And how are they going to harm the Earth? So you don't want to do anything that's any practice like that. It's ridiculous. Oh, I get a lot of emails from people who are doing these things, and I just got to shake my head, you know. And they don't even know why they're doing it. They're just, you know, basically they're probably programmed by the aliens to do this so the aliens can come in here. Remember, everybody has mind programs that go off at certain times in their life, and they do different things. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, actually, we are at the end of our show already. This went so fast. I have more emails I didn't get to. I'll be back on the next BBS radio show, which is Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it's Paranormal Friday, of course, but we will continue to have this more positive and upbeat discussion and talk more about the Earth Spirit on Friday. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'll get to some of the emails that are
send
really...
Send in your questions or your answers.
Yeah. Or testimonials.
Yeah. Send in stuff to CLS questions at Yahoo, what you've noticed between now and then.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
and,
thank you, everybody. We'll see you later.
Yes, thank you all. Bye.
Hi, everybody.